It's 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. Let me get settled here. My name is Ron Sanchez, trying to get in the groove for another Friday afternoon show right here in the middle of summer. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Good enough. And KGLT is supported by Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public. That's what I wanted. Offering accent walls, hardwood, slabs, mantels, and more. Showroom and lumber yard located just south of Four Corners. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Online at mtreclaim.com. Townsend's Tea House, offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world. Homemade chai lattes, bubble teas, and bulk loose leaf tea. They're open daily from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 403 East Main in Bozeman on our Facebook. Phone 577-2740. And last but not least on this list, the Windy Way Rock Shop, celebrating the beauty of the Mineral Kingdom with Montana agate jewelry and rocks, fossils from around the world. Also offering Himalayan singing bowls, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Updates and information on Facebook. And I wonder who's the king of the Mineral Kingdom, or the queen. They don't make that very clear. I think we must have weather. It's really nice out today, though it looks like we might get another storm. What does it say? Today, a thunderstorm around in the evening. And that sounds about right. We've been getting them for the last few days. Really nice to see some rain again. Look for a high of 82, and it says right now we're at 84. It's not too uncomfortable, though. Mostly clear tonight, low of 49, and tomorrow partly sunny and pleasant with a high of 77. And let's see, Livingston can expect some of those same storms. Big Timber, yes. Gardner, yes. Big Sky, some thunderstorms. In the park, it says sun and clouds. So there you go. Not too bad. Wonder if I'm going to get to the park this year. There's too many amateurs around there right now. So I think I'm going to take a pass this year, which is unfortunate. Maybe later in the year, but from what I understand, it's been really, really crowded. And people from all over. And fair enough, been locked in a big city house for months. You want to get out and do something. I do too, but I have to keep it close to home for now. The Explore Big Sky, we're going to thank Explore Big Sky for supporting Around Town while it's on hiatus. The Explore Big Sky newspaper covering Big Sky in Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from around the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online. Wow. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads all available from the App Store. So, I've been busy since I last saw you. I did a big remodel, my record collection. It's all still there and more, but I had to build some shelves. And I'm not a great carpenter. I know some of you guys out there, really good carpenters, cabinet makers and stuff. I do it rudely. Skill saw, saw ponies, hammer nails. But I got it up and sorted through every single I own. A lot of people don't collect singles because it's two songs, maybe three, and it's just not on their radar. Even Celts, excuse me, who works here, said, it's too much trouble flipping the record every 3 minutes. Well, I enjoy it. They sound good, and you find incredible things on singles that you may not ever known about before. And digging through my collection, which numbers about 6,000 singles, I found some things I had never listened to. I put them in the collection and parked them. So I was listening to stuff while I was sorting and putting it in boxes for the new storage. And when I got done, I found a box that just said miscellaneous dupes and good stuff. So I pulled that out, and it was a about 75 really interesting records. So last night we had a swinging singles party at home, spinning and cleaning, and I found some great things. Really nice. I'm glad I grabbed them. I don't know why they got pushed off to the side. I think due to the space limitations of my single rack, I just had to put them aside. But now everything's getting cataloged neatly and arranged, and I'm really happy. And you will benefit from that a little later in the show. But right now, I think this is appropriate.
Time to hide. They're knocking down my door. My dad's behind the curtain. Oh, and mama's on the floor. I owe the grocer money, but I can't pay the rent. Not dying in the dungeon where my brothers have been sent. Wars with life, they never give me peace. Black gloves hiding some, it's a secret police. Sweating in the attic, above the steamy streets. Hearing evil noises, all the stomping feet. I say so, brothers, I keep it still. Writing this diary reads, back just like a will. Wars with life, no, they never give me peace. Black gloves hide the sun, it's the secret police. Pistols glowing sunlight, shining on the wall. They're coming up the stairs, they're marching down the hall. They're coming up the stairs, they're marching down the hall. A devil's henchman needs no more proof. It's my sister in the attic, my mother on the roof. Running out of scratching, they can't catch me. Ah!
Captured my soul. Yeah. In younger days, I told myself my life would be my own, and I'd leave the place where sunshine never shone. For my life's too short for waiting. When I see the rising sun, then I know again that I must carry on. Carry on to tomorrow. There's no must carry on.
Jackie Ham and Badfinger from their debut album as Badfinger. They had done one before. Music for the movie Magic Christian, which I was just thinking about, I'd like to see again. It's total nonsense, but a good one. And it's got Ringo and Peter Sellers in it. Can't be too bad right there, huh? Let's see. I screwed up here. What else was there? Start off with a band called Them, though it's not Van Morrison wasn't in the band. The album's called Belfast Gypsies, so they're often referred to as the Belfast Gypsies. It's a couple guys who are in Them. They're one and only album, and it's a rocker. And you heard the most appropriate Secret Police. And I was driving up here, I was thinking about Montana history and the company and the Pinkertons. Okay? Say no more. Jimi Hendrix from his stunning debut. I don't think too many bands have come out of the gate with an album like that. Fully formed for a guy who had only started writing songs. I think Stone Free was the first one he admitted to writing, and that was only a B-side. You heard Manic Depression. This one was raving Hendrix songs. Hard to believe he showed up with that in his boot, and Chas Chandler set it up to do so that Jimmy could do what he wanted, and he did it. And there's stories about those early sessions. I think it was Mayfair Studios in London, which was an office building. I guess when Hendrix started playing, it rattled the whole building, as it should. The Who, sort of a missing song. Melancholia showed up on one of the three versions of Who Sell Out that have come out. The second one, Pete Townsend had put out a demo of that years before on one of his Scoop sets and said The Who never recorded it. Said it was a shame The Who never recorded it. And a few years later, they found The Who version of it. Townsend had completely forgotten. Great song. Would have fit on that album. Would have fit anywhere. Anybody would have loved to have written a song that good. And for The Who, it was just one too many and got put on the shelf and forgotten for 50 years. And finished up with Badfinger. 322. Trying to get settled in. Like I said, I've been busy the last week. And, how long ago did I start? A week ago, Tuesday? Yeah. And I'm just still cleaning up. Got the recording studio fired back up to make sure it all works. And that didn't get too much sawdust in it. And making sure I can still play. I promised I would finish this project with 10 fingers because I need all of them. Yeah, I'm not really going to start playing one finger guitar. Sorry. Something to tell you interesting. Yeah, this came up and I hadn't even thought about this.
A lot happening at Sweet Pea 43. Sweet Pea Festival Week is Tuesday, August 4th through Sunday, August 9th. Chalk on the Walk, with social distancing, returns to Bozeman Sidewalks on August 4th. There will be a Sweet Pea art show and a flower show and a Sweet Slam Tour d'Art and auction. The list goes on and more events are being planned. There's events information online at sweetpeafestival.org. This summer in Bozeman, Sweet Pea 43, where art and community meet.
I guess that sort of answers my question. Doesn't sound like there's going to be any big events. But check it out. And everybody's adapting as best they can. And I'm really happy to see Montanans and tourists adapting to our governor's mask mandate. I found it really uncomfortable a few weeks ago walking around. And I actually sent a letter to Governor Bullock pleading with him. And he sent me back a nice note saying thanks for supporting. And makes me feel safer, and it makes Montana moving in the right direction. And we need to do that. This is bigger than all of us, isn't it? Yep. A message from our 3 o'clock underwriters on Friday. The Dalians have landed. The Daily Coffee and Eatery on the MSU campus and College and 11th and the Cannery District are open with limited seating available. Mobile ordering by texting coffee to 474747 or online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com for hours and information. There you go. Do I have music to play? Yes, I do. since I had to put everything away in my basement where my studio and records live, and that meant parking things in the corner. There's piles everywhere that need to be moved out because I was going to be building in the basement. And that means I'm starting this show pretty fresh. I recycled some things I didn't play from last show, but I put a lot of stuff away, and I'm just starting fresh. And it's a good feeling. And the basement's neat. All the little piles of junk. I don't know if your office, your studio, starts accumulating piles of things. And mine was. And I got it all dealt with. Thrown away, filed, put in boxes. And when I pulled down the old record shelves, I found notebooks hidden that had fallen behind it. A really great Led Zeppelin bootleg book. So now I have a nice stack of journals going back to the 70s that I need to sort through. And the important recording manuals are all out there. And I sold some books. I don't usually do that, but I had so many rock books. I took some down to Wax Museum in Kells. Took some off my hands. I might run another batch down there. The some are too sentimental that I won't part with. But got to offload. I just have too much stuff and not enough places to put it. And if I start putting books in boxes out in the garage, I will never see them again until I have a garage sale anyway.
Loving hands. to the ground. Guess what I found? Waiting for the last man alive. A message on earth, the sound of a hearse racing down the acid wash pine. Well, I swear, I've probably captured the debut of the century's end. Carved into time, waiting for the last man alive. Stormtrooper boots, those guys slip the Mickey down our throats. Wake up to find you're one of a kind, and maybe the last man alive. As for me, of course I'm enraptured by the lilting sounds of colorblind James, left for all time, waiting.
Take it away. Take it away.
Nirvana, one of those songs that I really like, and I don't pull it out quite often enough. It's a good one from the Harmony album, so it must have been a single or something. I'm sure it was. Start off with Flaming Lips from Clouds Taste Metallic. You heard Evil Will Prevail. Grifters from their penultimate album called Ain't My Lookout or Fistful of Gold, depending on which version you have. You heard Last Man Alive. Husker Du, early on from Zen Arcade, Pink Turns to Blue. Squirrel Bait from my album, I think it's called Squirrel Bait. They put out two records, and the CD just says Squirrel Bait. You heard The Fabulous Sun God, just one of those songs that stand up head and shoulders above the rest of the catalog, one that they can get a gold star for. And finish up with Nirvana. And my friend in Swansea, South Wales, Johnny Jones, said he's going to get in bed and chill. I don't know that he'll be chilling to Squirrel Bait and Nirvana, but I hope he has it turned up loud. And out in Seattle, I believe. Is that right? Walt Neal? He's dialed in. Maybe somewhere else. I know him only from a distance. Guitar collector. That always helps, too. He's dialed in, and I'm sure some other folks are. Yeah, falling into the groove. Jim came in and grabbed a couple things to add to the KDLT library. That's what he does when I show up. It's like ants at a picnic. He comes in, carries away the frosting from the cake. 3:42, just about perfect. Just where I want to be for the next batch. So let's do this.
In the late 50s through the 70s, the Chicago soul music movement was thriving and inspiring listeners with its diverse sounds.
Move on up and keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only skin, so keep on pushing.
From Curtis Mayfield to Minnie Riperton, we explore Chicago soul this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
You know, we don't run too many outside programs on KGLT. It's mostly produced here, but that's a good one that they've brought in. I really enjoy those guys. We got lucky. The station over in Billings dumped them, so we've got them now, and it's great listening. It's good hearing them talk, debate even, disagreeing. I like that. Good show. Always something an interesting look at music. It's not just a dry, tedious history. They have some sort of agenda, and it's always good. I think that's all I had to do for this hour. Got more music. Here we go.
See my friends coming, riding many a mile. Friends, you get some silver, you get a little gold. What did you bring me, my dear friends? Keep me from the gallows pole. What did you bring me? Keep me from the gallows pole. I couldn't get no gold. You know that we're too damn poor. The gallows pole. Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. Brother, you give me some silver as you get a little. I've brought you to keep you from the gallows pole.
We'd like to do another one from Wheels of Fire, one that Jack wrote called Deserted Cities of the Heart.
Thank you.